12. Wayne sometimes pretended he was a hero, some rusting old figure from the stories off on some nonsense quest about slaying a monster or traveling to Death's Domain. Lately it was hard to wear that hat, especially when the truth stared him in the face every time he looked in a mirror. He'd made a whole career out of pretending. People just thought it was a talent. They never asked what he was hiding from. Today, he'd have given almost anything to be someone else. Milan, wearing that fetching body, they were all fetching, honestly, led him through the entry hall to a small private sitting room on the other side. He made a swipe for his lucky hat hanging on the wall outside the room as they passed, but he missed it. Inside, she sat him down in an overstuffed chair that made him feel like a child. Didn't help that she was as tall as wax was in that body. Then she took his hand and crouched down, meeting his eyes.
"I'm sorry, Wayne," she said softly. "I need to leave you. Today. It's over. I tried to prepare you for this, but it was probably more painful to string it out, wasn't it?"
"Dunno," he said. "Never had my heart broke before, so I ain't got no experience."
She winced.
"Wayne."
"Sorry," he said. "You gotta do your thing. I know that. A fellow doesn't date an immortal agent of God himself without suspecting that one day he'll take second place to the fellow what glows."
Wayne frowned.
"Does he glow?"
"I thought," she said, squeezing his hand, "that there would be fewer attachments with you."
"Where'd you get that idea?" he asked. "I get so attached I wind up with all sorts of things what don't belong to me."
She grimaced.
"Was it nothing to you then?" he asked. "6 years?
"It wasn't nothing," she said. "Just not what it was to you. I know I should have expected that. Tensun warned me. Ulam warned me. Mortals see time differently. They told me. I'm sorry, Wayne."
"You ain't got to apologize for something you don't feel, Milan," Wayne said. "It ain't your fault."
"It's mine. I asked for this mission," she admitted, "because I realized I was leading you on, and I knew the longer it went, the more painful it would be to break off. That's why I can't stay and help. I've got to go now, before I lose my nerve."
"Would that be so bad?"
"Yes," she said, "because it's a lie, Wayne. I'd be staying because I didn't want to hurt you, not because I actually wanted to stay."
He shouldn't want her to stay in those circumstances, but he did. Damn him, he did. Still, he held his tongue. Sometimes you just had to stand there and get shot.
"It is an exciting mission," she said. "I get to cross the misted unknown, the dark vastness that Harmony calls Shadesmar. I'll be the first Chondra to go out there long-term with an official mission. I get to explore the Cosmere, Wayne. I get to go and see everything there is, worlds we can only imagine. I get to help those who need it, not one or two people, but entire peoples."
He nodded dully. She stood, then leaned in to kiss him. He wanted to pull away, but, well, he would have regretted that. One long last kiss, as could be delivered only by someone with a tongue that didn't confine itself to normal bounds of physiology.
"I did want to tell you something important," she whispered as she pulled away. "Something meaningful."
"Yeah?"
"You," she said, squeezing his hand one last time, "were a really good lay, Wayne."
"Really?"
"Really. To be honest, you were the best I've known."
"You're 700 years old, he said. "And I was the best."
She nodded. "Well, now, That was something. Something indeed.
Thanks, he said. That was sweet of you to tell me. It helps.
I thought it might, she said. Goodbye, Wayne.
She let go of his hand and walked out. Knowing her, she'd send someone to box up the rest of her bodies. She'd pick the emerald today because it was one of her favorites. She'd probably take it and the aluminum one on her mission and leave the rest. He sat staring at the door for a long time. He wasn't wearing a hat, which meant he had to just be himself, the true him, the one that knew this pain. They'd ridden together on many a dusty path. This pain had been his invisible friend since childhood. The pain of knowing what he really was. The pain of being worthless.